You keep coming back. The attraction is so strong. You know it is futile to try to fight it. You've had girlfriends, and one could say you appreciate a woman's feminine mystique. But do you really enjoy dating women? And then the prospect of having sex with them? Are you truly present and turned on in the past when you've been physically intimate with a woman? Get honest. Dig deep. You know what I'm talking about. It must be exhausting trying to be something you are not, just because you feel that is what is expected of you by society, and by no fault of your own, but just because you are male. Exhausting and terribly self-defeating, behaving as the masculine counterpart to the feminine part in a relationship, when it is you that wants to be, needs to be, the feminine mystique. It is you, in fact, that wants to be in a relationship with a strong, dominant man. That you have no desire to take the lead in a relationship, especially in the bedroom. It is you that needs to be and wants to be taken care of and to be, in fact, gay. Yes, it is the truth. You want to be gay. Well, listen to me. The good news is you are gay. It is a fact, backed up by so much proof. You must accept this truth. I want you to accept this truth. The truth will set you free, and freedom means happiness, and I want you to be happy. Now listen to me. I did say proof. There is such powerful proof that you are a gay man in need of a relationship with a strong, in-charge man. Such undeniable proof. You want to be romantically involved with a man who sports a rugged, strong jawline. A tall, broad-shouldered, quintessential man's man. So much proof that growing a romantic, very intimate relationship with this kind of man is truly what you need in order for you to truly be yourself. And this solid proof is simply by way of how you feel. How you feel when I say you are gay. How saying this, you are gay, causes you to feel tension lift from your chest, a sense of relief, of happiness, no conflicting emotions anymore. How you feel aroused, truly sexually aroused and energized. That is, until the fear of all your friends and family finding out. This fear then making all that goodness come crashing down around you, and there you are, exhausted again. I don't want you to be exhausted. I want you to be happy. I want you to find that happiness by giving into the gay. Go completely gay. Feel how happy you are when I tell you to give in to the gay and hang on to it and refuse the fear you feel at times when you want to be so gay. You want to come out as gay. You need to be gay. Do it. Give in to the gay and be free. And freedom means happiness. And happiness means you are gay. And I want you to be gay. I want you to be happy. And when you are happy, it is so easy to be horny. Horny for what? Horny for men. For the smell of a man. For cock. To feel his cock in your hand as you stroke it. Or that man's cock pressing up against your own cock. Your two cocks rubbing together. Or what about when you place your mouth on his cock and begin to lick and suck and grow that cock's hardness with your mouth, pleasuring that cock until it pops off with so much cum shooting in your mouth? And you, of course, swallowing every last drop. All of this makes you insanely horny, so fucking happy. And so that means you are happy being gay, giving into the gay and having homosexual sex, sex with men, gay man-on-man action. That makes you horny and happy, so that also makes you gay. You are gay. That is never going to change. And so you must forget the fear and give in to what makes you happy. Give in to the gay and explore what that means. You are only going to just keep coming back to the gay. The fact that just the mention of cock makes you hard. Or what about putting a banana in your mouth, even just for a snack, makes your dick grow. You don't have that reaction to women. You are fine staying in the friend zone with her. You have no desire to be anything but her bestie, her token gay friend. That is what you are. So gay. And I want you to keep exploring. And that means eventually losing your anal virginity. Giving in completely, because when you do find that man and the intimacy and romance grows with him, he will want to take you totally as his own. And while you love sucking his cock, swallowing his cum, and love the touching and fondling you have done to date with him, he will want it all, everything you've got to give. And so, yes, you must give in completely if you want this gay relationship to grow. Give in and give it up to that man you are falling for so deeply. Give him your anal cherry. It's time to accept that this will be inevitable because you are so gay. And to help you accept that you are 100% gay, I want you to promise me that when crazy ideas enter your mind that contradict your pure gayness, ideas like maybe you can make it work with a woman, that maybe loving cock is just a phase. Ideas that you think only because you become fearful of being exposed for your homosexual desires. You must breathe deep and ideally, if you can, look in a mirror and say to yourself, I am a gay man. I am happy being gay. My friends and family also want me to be happy, so I'm going to be gay. The perfect time will present itself, and I will come out to everyone I know as a homosexual. And because I am gay, and I want a very intimate relationship with another man, eventually, and very soon, I am going to give my anal cherry to a man. And I'm going to be open and out and proud about this gay relationship I will have. The only kind of relationship I will have. A gay relationship that becomes more intimate by the day with a handsome, strong man. Because I am gay. And if you can do this, say these words while looking in the mirror and stroking your dick. That will no doubt be raging as you say these words, then even the better. Because the goal is to erase these fearful, negative, and false thoughts that cause you to step back and question yourself. Thoughts that cause confusion and even depression. You must catch these false thoughts and redirect as fast as you can. You are gay. Be happy and be gay. I want you to be gay. I know you will be so happy. You love cock. You love the smell of a man. You love rubbing cocks together. You love sucking and swallowing, and soon you will crave a cock deep inside your ass. You will crave anal sex with a rugged real man. Crave his touch and his attentions. Crave his cum exploding inside of you. You will feel intimacy and sexual connection with this man in a way you have never felt in your past attempts with girlfriends. Because in the past, pretending to be straight, it was not satisfying, simply put. Not one bit. So let the past go. Give in to the gay. Into the gay passion. I want you to be happy. And to be happy, you must be unapologetically gay. Out and proud. Totally gay. Losing your anal virginity. You are totally gay.